Area soccer fans remember forward and midfielder Frank Odoi played 9 seasons with the Rochester Lancers, helping them to the North American Soccer League Championship in 1970. Twice, he was the Lancers MVP. Frank says over 30 years later, the level of soccer expertise endures, but the necessary work ethic of players may not.
Our time, we have so much passion for the game. We bring everything out of us, and that's what makes the difference. You know, you can talk about talent, but attitude brings talent. And if you don't have the right attitude, you won't really do the things, you know, that you're supposed to be doing to get yourself ready for the game.
Players today may not work as hard, but Odoi admits it's a different era, more money, more distractions. So some of his assistant coaching duties is to serve as a kind of counselor to the players, to offer support or explanation as to why the Rhinos chose to go with one player or style over another. And Rhinos head coach Pat Urquhart appreciates input from his assistants, like Odoi.
He's a man that keeps me on the honest side. You know, when I'm coming up with some crazy ideas, he calms me down and realizes that the simplest way to do things is always the best way. So it's more by committee, and I do make the final decision, but it's nice to have people that are honest, hardworking people that help you make a decision.
Urquhart's assistants include Pancho Escos and player coach Lennon Steenkamp, who says Odoi has the respect of the Raging Rhinos.
Frank brings quite a bit to the table. He's got his own thoughts on the game, but he's very competitive in his mind still, and I think that's what he demands from the players every day. He's very used to a lot of hard work, put your face to the grindstone, basically.
As a player, Odoi's claims to fame include competing for his native country of Ghana in the 1964 Tokyo Olympics. He was voted best player a year later when Ghana won the African Cup. Odoi played against superstars Johan Cruyff, George Best, and Franz Beckenbauer. He also went head-to-head, or marked, the legendary Brazilian star Pelé, or tried to.
You just have to be patient, because you can't fully mark Pelé, because, you know, he does so many things. He can more like get you lost in a game, because you think the guy is standing with you, but the next minute, you can find him, and that's how smart it is. He can lock you up with his elbows and stuff like that, so he's very tricky too.
Odoi is happy in Rochester, but he admits he may not be able to say no much longer to those trying to get him to come back home.
If I'm going to make any move, I'm looking at going back home, be part of the national team program in Ghana. That's one of my goals right now. People have really tried to convince me, but I'm a little bit skeptical because sometimes the political climate there is not that pleasant, so you have to be careful. But that's something I really like to do.
For now, Frank Odoi will do all he can to bring the Rochester Raging Rhinos their 4th A-League championship. Bill Flynn, News Radio 1180, WHAM.